Miami Spy lines yesterday. It's like Cop is back with you. If that's the case with Little's Ready to Go, what can that do for your line and getting maybe line back to the defensive style that we've become accustomed to?
Yeah, you know what, I think he does so many things well away from the puck and with the puck that, you know, he's a real easy player to play with. He kind of can move up and down the lineup, and we've kind of formed that identity over the last couple of years that we go in the D zone and we have a job to do. So, you know what, I think it helps with the matchups we have at home. It helps kind of free up Scheif and gives him less of a burden that he doesn't necessarily have to go out against the other team's best line every shift. You know, he gets a couple of shifts where, you know, they might get a little better deployment. And so hopefully, you know what, we're able to bring that tonight.
What can Jack bring to that line?
Well, I think Jack brings a lot of speed. He's really good with the puck, and, you know, he's such a great skater. I think, you know, his game's just really starting to come around. And I think you see, you know, there's been spurts of it where he kind of can take over a shift. He takes over bits of the game with just his speed, holding onto the puck and, you know, creating some chances. So, you know, I think he'll kind of slotting in there. He's going to bring similar to what Rusty brought. And, you know, hopefully we're able to kind of get that chemistry going early.
What do you think of the hit? I mean, it was kind of a strange play. I mean, first, maybe in real time, what did you see? And maybe did you look at it?
No, I've seen it. You know, I took a bad route to the puck, and I don't think there's any ill intent on his part. You know, at the same time, probably would have liked an interference call or something on the play, but, you know, I don't think he's a dirty player. There's nothing with it. You know, guys run into guys all the time. You know, he apologized. I know he's not that type of player, so I'm fine. It hurt at the time, but I'm okay. Yeah, well, it's important. You know, it's going to be tough to win when you're giving up four or more goals, and that's not on our goalies. Our goalies have played really well this year. They've given us a chance to win every night, and, you know, I think it's important, especially with such a new group on the back end, that, you know, if you can have close support and you can kind of break out as a five-man unit and spend as little time in your own end as you can, and it bodes well. And, you know, I think as we get used to playing with everyone, you know, the reads are going to get better, the gaps are going to get a little tighter, and the chances we give up are going to get less and less. And it's important that you help them out back there, and, you know, you do your job. I think, you know, it's important that, like Paul said, we start getting a little more shot lanes and start making it a little harder to get to our net.
Judging by your coach's past comments, with Brian Little returning, your ice time should go up. Has your limited ice time been frustrating so far this year?
No, you know what? You get it explained to you. You know what's happening. Obviously, you want to go out there as much as you can and impact the game. And, you know, whether it's 8 minutes or it's 15 minutes, you can't really let it change your game. You sit there on the bench, if you're frustrated, you're not going to be able to go out there and kind of do what you need to do to be successful. And so obviously, you know what, I would have liked to play more, but, you know, that's my role. That's kind of when my number's called, that's what I'm going to do.
What did you see from the Islanders in their building?
Yeah, you know, they play like a Western Conference team. They don't give up a lot of chances. They protect the middle of the ice, and they're dangerous in transition. I think, you know, we got caught up trying to bring the puck through the neutral zone a bunch, and they knocked a lot down, and they had a lot of two-on-ones and breakaways, and, you know, LB stood on his head. I think, you know, it's important that we don't get frustrated in that style of game, and we don't try and break it open. You know, it's not necessarily going to be a 5-4 style of game. You know, we have to be comfortable in the 2-1, 3-2 types of games. And, you know, I think that's where they're so successful. They have such a good commitment to team defense and, you know, making sure they're above the puck, and, you know, they're a heavy team. So, you know, I think, you know, this time we'll be ready for that style of game.
Thank you.